welcome to Leader of the Club, all the Disney news you need to know from two Disney geeks. I'm Jessica.
And I am Ahula. It's the holidays.
Merry Christmas
time. Yes, and a happy new year.
We're all a little crazy right now because, like, behind the scenes, all the morning shows are getting ready to, like, go for a couple weeks.
Yeah, so it's exciting.
I have major senioritis.
I'm senioritis, and I'm also Mr. Christmas, so Jess?
Stop.
Merry Christmas.
Stop. Okay,
and
I have something for you, but I didn't bring
holidays. It's okay.
Aww.
But I brought mine. So, Merry Christmas. The first one's just a card.
I have something to bring to you
this
week. Yeah,
that's a card. But
and
that
it's
one's
something small.
That one, I'm glad you're opening it up right now, even though it's not Christmas. It's okay, but it's very related to our podcast right now.
What is this? Oh, socks!
Yes, but
oh, it's the 10 Days of Star Wars song.
Yes.
The 12 days. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It is very related to our podcast today because I saw Rise of Skywalker last night.
Exactly. So I thought it was a perfect gift for you.
So we are definitely going to talk about that.
No, spoiler-free.
Absolutely spoiler-free. We'll do it at the end, though, just in case you want, like, nothing.
No, if you don't want to know about it.
I mean, it's literally going to be... I'm not going to give much, but...
I just want to know if Baby Yoda will be in it.
There's no Baby Yoda. Sorry, guys.
Sadness.
I will spoil that. No Baby Yoda.
Sadness. There's no Baby Yoda toys. There's no Baby Yoda merch.
Well, there is
no other merch. Yeah, there's merch
now. There's a little merch. Where's Baby Yoda?
Yes, we want Baby Yoda. More Baby Yoda.
Well, before we get to Star Wars, which we'll do at the end, so just in case anybody wants to fast forward through that.
Yes.
Let's do some Disney news. Not much going on because everybody is wrapping up towards the holidays, so it's kind of quiet.
Yep.
But Time's doing all of their end of the year stuff.
Yeah.
And Bob Iger was named Time's Businessman of the Year.
Well, duh. Come on.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, and just look at the year he has had. It's been crazy for Disney, and he spearheaded a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
The writer, Belinda Luscombe.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Iger's tenure as the leader of the world's most lucrative dream factory has been one long CEO highlight reel. But 2019 was an apex year, with many of his carefully incubated eggs hatched.
Wow.
So if you think about it, in the last 12 months, he closed a $71 billion acquisition of Fox,
right,
opened two Star Wars themed lands,
right,
launched streaming service Disney Plus,
right,
gained complete control of Hulu,
right,
and released the highest grossing movie in cinematic history, Avengers Endgame.
Well,
as well as several other movies, I believe in the top 10.
In the billions?
Yeah.
And like Frozen 2?
And the top 10, I think Disney has six of the top 10 most money-making movies of the year.
And that does not include Star Wars, which is coming out this Friday.
Right. and shares of the company are up nearly 35% since January.
Yeah, so they're not hurting when people are like, there's nobody in the parks. It's so empty. They must be losing money.
No, they're fine. And the parks are now busy. Once again, Disney World with Rise of the Resistance. Every single day, if you are not there at opening or within an hour or two of opening of Disney's Hollywood Studios, you are not going to get on Rise of the Resistance.
No.
You have to get on a boarding group, and then you can go and do whatever else and then come back when your boarding group is ready to go.
Right. Positive, you can ride, you know,
Smuggler's Run?
Yeah, Smuggler's Run over and over again, maybe.
Well, I mean, you can go to other parks. I've seen some people that would go to other parks, go back
right
to their hotel room.
Right.
Because you do have a long period of time once your boarding group is called when
right
you can go. So there's that. But it's been massive. The writer also went on to say, in a year when the tide has shifted against big business, big media, and big tech, Iger has transformed his enormous media company into a gargantuan media and tech business while ensuring that the Walt Disney Company's product remain widely beloved.
It is beloved.
It is, and it's so interesting, and he really has... There's a care that Bob Iger has had to all of his business deals that I don't think you see very often, and that's probably because he came from Disney. He was part of the company. He
right
saw it when he became CEO. I don't know if anybody after him will have that kind of care. Hopefully he's grooming somebody.
Right.
There's a lot of different rumors of who will succeed him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just fascinating to watch the little things that he has done throughout the years.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the reverence it seems that he had for Walt Disney, for the company, for the products that they produce. For example, when he took over, he told Walt's daughter who's still around, mm-hmm. and said, I'm going to get Oswald back for you. I want us to have Oswald again. I'm going to do that for you.
Wow.
And sure enough, he did it.
Yeah.
In a crazy way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have I ever told you, do you know the story about how they got Oswald the rabbit back?
No.
So this is a crazy story. Because he was owned by NBC because he was a creation Walt did when he still worked for a different company.
Okay.
That NBC owns.
Right.
I believe it was Universal, and now NBC owns that. So who was the sports guy that used to do sports? See, now I can't remember. I'm going to put, hold on. Legendary football commentators. I can't remember his name all of a sudden. Al Michaels. Gosh.
Okay.
When Al Michaels wanted to leave NBC for ABC.
Right.
For Monday Night Football.
Right.
Because now ESPN does Monday Night Football and that's ABC owned.
Right.
When he wanted to leave, and in the contract negotiations between NBC and ABC, and NBC said, ABC, or ABC, Bob Iger basically said, it's like, hey, if we can get Oswald the Rabbit back, you can have, oh no, I'm sorry. When he was leaving ABC to go to NBC. That's
right.
What it was. When Al Michaels was leaving ABC to go to NBC, Bob Iger said, well, you can have Al Michaels if we can have Oswald the Rabbit back. And NBC was like, what are you talking about? They had no idea what he was talking about. So they were like, yeah, sure, whatever. Sure enough, he got him back. And now Disney outright owns that character again, so they can use him. You've seen him in Disney's California Adventure and different things.
Oh, but yeah, it was right at the very beginning, in the front.
He was traded for Al Michaels.
That is hilarious.
Isn't that hilarious?
That's so, the whole time NBC owned the rights to Oswald the Rabbit.
Correct.
That's why we had never saw him for the longest time.
Exactly.
That was like one of the first characters that Walt created.
Correct. And so that's why... just a little thing that Bob Iger has done that shows just how much care he has and what his word means.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We were watching the final episode of The Imagineering Story, which is awesome, by the way.
I need to catch up on that.
It's really good. If you don't want any spoilers for Rise of the Resistance, stop watching 52 minutes in.
Okay.
Because they do massive spoilers for it in there.
Uh-huh.
But for people that do, like me, it was so cool to see and some of the things that they talked about, the technology. And it was, my husband was like, wait, that right does that? And I was like, yeah, that's insane.
Oh, that's awesome. Insane. I cannot wait.
It's so cool.
I'll have to check it out.
But anyways, in the final episode, you see a lot of Bob Iger, in the final two episodes, really. And my husband just looked at me, he goes, huh. And he goes, you're right. He's like, this is like a presidential campaign, basically. He's campaigning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would not be surprised. I mean, obviously not this next run, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's the run after that he runs.
I mean, look what he's done for Disney. Like, he's basically took it from... Who was it before him? It was, what's his name?
Eisner, who they kicked
Eisner,
out.
Eisner, yeah, which was a bad situation on the way out. But look what he's done and has created with
I mean, people would love for him
Disney.
To stick around. He's had a banner year and he released a book this year. I mean, the man's smart.
The man's leaving on top.
Yes.
He's like, bye, I've done my job.
Yeah, I mean,
mic.
I think he still has a couple more years left on the contract with Disney. Whether or not he stays, who knows? I mean, I would like to see him stay, but...
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, so congratulations, Bob Iger, Time's Businessman of the Year.
Yay, congrats.
Disney Plus, we've got some new news on Disney Plus, a couple shows possibly be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Percy Jackson and the Olympians?
Yes, I do know that series. There was like a 3-movie deal with that, right?
Well, they had, okay, so... It was a 5-movie deal with 20th Century Fox, which now Disney owns.
Okay. There were 5 movies of Percy Jackson?
No, only 2 were made, and they were both flops.
Oh, okay, got it.
But Disney has the power to either continue or reboot the series right now.
Hmm.
What people are hoping for is a Disney Plus series. And Rick Riordan, who is the creator of that series, was tweeted a picture of himself this last week at the Disney Plus headquarters with a Disney Plus button. So the hope is that they are working on it. The reports now are saying talks are actually happening with Disney Plus. They don't know if it'll be a movie, TV series, 5-part miniseries, something else. But this is something that fans actually campaigned for on Twitter.
Oh, awesome.
Was for Disney to reboot it. So we will see where that goes. The book series is actually, this is kind of interesting. It was published by Disney Hyperion.
Oh, wow.
It had a 10-year run on the New York Times bestseller list. But for some reason, the movie rights were sold to Fox. But now Disney owns Fox, so it could be a Disney property once again.
Right, right, right.
Another Disney, possible Disney Plus series. Now, I don't know if we, there are reports that this could be a Disney Plus series, but it's not confirmed. But Disney and ABC have said they're going to start working on a romantic anthology series called Epic. It's being created by the... some of the people that worked on Once Upon a Time,
okay,
including show writers Bridget Hales and Eddie Kitsitz and Adam Horowitz, who were the creators, executive producers, and showrunners for Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting about this. So here's the description that I found. The series takes place in the fairy tale universe of Disney and will be set in a Disney-like enchanted forest.
Okay.
Epic will create a whole new set of characters, including heroes, villains, princes and princesses and magical beings. It will still pay homage to the classic signposts from the stories we grew up with. So it's going to be like...
a reboot of Once Upon a Time?
But it's like, that's what I'm like, how is this different from Once Upon a Time? Because it's a fairy tale universe of Disney and of Disney.
Right. I mean, fans,
it really feels like Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I feel like I was shorted out as far as like the series finale of Once Upon a Time. I didn't watch that last season. I hated it.
It was kind of like a reboot, but not.
Right. It was just following Henry, which a brand new actor played Henry because he was older. And then they started sprinkling in the old characters, a couple of the old characters, but they didn't remember that they were a part of the old series, and they played new characters.
And Henry didn't remember
these people either.
Yeah,
right. Because the one that played his mother,
she wasn't in it.
She was in it. Not Jennifer.
Not his actual mother, but his adopted mother.
Correct. Yes. And so, but then his real mother came back into the series finale.
See, I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah.
I watched one episode and I said, I can't do this. I can't do it.
Yeah,
it was so bad.
But I'm hoping if they do reboot it to make it like a Mandalorian style, like, you know, an episode a week, it would be pretty good, especially if we don't know who the characters are.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, they're not famous characters.
I really don't know how this... it's a whole new set of characters...
and villains.
But if it's in a Disney fairy tale universe, isn't that basically Once Upon a Time? Like, I don't know how this is going to be different.
It's going to be an extension of Once Upon a Time because they use a lot of, what's the name of the, like, where you got Rumpelstiltskin from?
Yeah, the Brothers Grimm.
Brothers Grimm, thank you. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to use a lot of those maybe characters that you just don't know about so much.
But they could
Red
use
Riding
that.
Hood in it.
That's what it was supposed to be originally, was Once Upon a Time, was those kind of characters.
Right, and then they brought in Disney characters.
Red Riding Hood wasn't that.
Yeah, Red Riding Hood was in there.
Yeah.
Who else was
and then
there?
Every once in a while they'll throw...
But then they threw Snow White was there.
Snow White was there.
Prince Charming was there.
Yeah.
Cinderella
was a
character.
It was
a mix of both.
Yeah. Well,
Robin Hood was there.
It was supposed to be originally, I think, most of old school fairy tales, and then they started throwing Frozen in because why not?
Right, exactly.
Pissed
and
me
then,
off. I hated that storyline.
And then...
I hated that storyline so much.
And then you had Mulan was in it.
That's right.
Remember, as a girl from the real world played that character?
Yes.
And then Little Mermaid was in it.
That is a fairy tale.
Little Mermaid, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
So and then Aladdin was in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was
and
a
it was
lot
very
of...
much based on the Disney characters. I mean, at one point, Belle got a yellow dress.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And Beast, yeah. There was like homage to the Disney characters.
I'm going to go back and rewatch the first couple seasons of that
show. I hope they put it back on.
I don't know if it replays. It's on Hulu, I believe.
Oh, it's not on Disney Plus.
Oh, either Hulu or Netflix. Somebody has it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would be good to watch that
Netflix
series again.
I wonder if it holds up. Because it was fun when I first watched it, but I don't know if it holds up on multiple viewings.
I think it might.
Like, there's some shows when you rewatch, you go, oh, why did I like that?
Right.
Like Desperate Housewives.
Oh, see, never watched it. Well, no, take it back. I did watch a couple of episodes.
It didn't hold up well for me.
But everybody
Girl
was a fan.
did not hold up well.
XOXO.
And then I watched it again, and it did hold up well. So I can't tell on Gossip Girl.
You can't tell. You can't. You just got to watch it again.
I will watch the new Gossip
XOXO.
Girl.
XOXO.
Gossip Girl. Anyways, so that's coming. But the studio that's making this one is the same studio that's making multiple Disney Plus series. So they're saying that this will probably be a Disney Plus series.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So there's your Disney Plus news for the week. Oh, and you can apparently watch some, you're going to be able to, starting in 2020, watch some Disney Plus series on Delta Flights. So if you're flying Delta, look for Disney Plus series.
There you go. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Do you have to sign in to your login or something?
No, it's like, you know, sometimes they show NBC shows.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Love that's it. What they'll show.
They'll show you the first episode of The Mandalorian, and then you have to go and come back and
it's all a marketing ploy.
Exactly.
Disneyland released their schedule for next year, showing some of the things that is coming and returning. Mm-hmm. The Oogie Boogie Bash will be returning for 2020. I'm going next year.
Okay, I got to go next year then.
Yeah, we should do it like a whole big thing.
I'm in.
Yeah,
totally count me in.
The Lunar New Year Festival returns January 17th through February 9th.
Cute.
It's super fun. I like that festival. Food and Wine Festival will be returning February 28th.
Well, that's a given.
April 21st. I love their Food and Wine Festival.
It's good.
It's so fun. They're doing a bunch of Disneyland After Dark events, which actually went on sale a couple weeks ago. We haven't talked about those yet.
I saw that there was like an 80s one.
There's an 80s night, Sweethearts night, Pixar night, and Villains night.
What's all that about?
So they're after hours events. They're super fun. They'll have specialty food, specialty merch, of course. Mm-hmm. But you also get photo ops that you might not get any other time. So I'd imagine like 80s night, there'll probably be some characters that came out during the 80s that we don't see much anymore.
Or would it be like Mickey and Minnie in 80s gear?
They'll probably do Mickey and Minnie in 80s clothes. Like they did a Marvel one and Mickey and Minnie got Marvelized. They got Marvelized. They got like
the little
outfits.
So the OG
Chip
6.
And Dale, I think Chip and Dale were Thor and Loki. It was so
the OG cute. 6.
Yeah, but then they'll add other characters that you don't usually see.
Right.
Like Sweethearts Night, you'll probably have all the princes.
Oh yeah.
With the princesses. So usually you don't see the princes with the princesses, so that's something that they'll have specialty night.
Cool.
Villains night, you'll have all the villains out,
that'd
ones
be
that
fun.
You don't see usually.
Oh, yeah.
If you're into photo ops with characters, this is an awesome thing to do. Plus, they're a special ticketed event, so they're not usually super packed. They don't sell a lot of them.
Right.
So all the ride lines are usually nothing. The lines are actually will be the meet and greets.
Oh, that's cool.
Because
you get to see like Hades or Felicier or whatever.
Yeah, like ones that you don't normally see out.
That aren't all the time.
The 90s night, they had all of like the old school Disney afternoon characters and people went wild.
Wow.
They did a 90s night last year and people went crazy. They were like, I got a picture with Darkwing Duck.
Oh, Darkwing Duck.
And, like Launchpad. And it was awesome.
I love
awesome.
It.
Awesome. So, definitely, if you're into those, they're a little pricey, but they're super fun. Let's see. Also, don't forget a couple ride openings. Rise of the Resistance opens January 17th.
January, yep.
The new parade opens February 24th.
What's its name again?
Magic Happens.
That's right.
Todrick Hall produced
the
music.
That's right. That's right.
I'm super excited for that. The new Avengers Campus opens summer 2020. We get a whole new land next year.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
We're just barely getting the completion of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
Because we're at Rise of the Resistance.
Right.
And then, lo and behold, the new park, mm-hmm. People are going to rush to California Adventure and go to
If it has anything like Galaxy's Edge happen, people won't rush until the big ride's out.
Right, because there's two phases of Avengers.
Correct, but I don't think the second phase is going to be for a couple years.
No, they're going to probably keep you till like the 2021.
Yeah, I think 2021.
End of 2021, yeah.
Because 2022 will be when the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway will be open.
That's a really hard one to say.
It is really hard to say.
Yeah, now I'm excited for Disney to open up these new lands because it's taking away from the same what they had all the time, the same thing at all the same, you know, all the Magic Kingdom,
right.
You know, all the Disneyland type, you know, amusement park. So it's excited to see these new lands appear.
Yeah,
everywhere.
it's fun.
Yeah.
Also, I did not know this until today, and I am so excited. So we talked about a couple rides going under refurbishment. Snow White and mm-hmm. Indiana Jones both getting extensive refurbishments.
Right.
But it looks like my favorite ride of all time, Haunted Mansion, is also getting extended refurbishment, which I am so happy about. Because every time I go into the Stretching Portrait Gallery, I get so angry.
Why?
It is a hot mess. Because when they have to put up the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff and take it down.
Right.
Sometimes paint gets scratched, things fall off. There's little tears, and they don't have time to, because that's massive work to.
No, it's a flip.
To do that stuff, they have to flip it and get out.
Yeah.
So they're actually, it'll be a Nightmare Before Christmas till January 20th, which I thought was interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. I think maybe because of Rise of the Resistance, maybe they're waiting until January 20th.
Probably.
So they're waiting for that to open. But on January 20th is the last day to ride the Haunted Mansion. Until either late March or early April, it'll be down. So that's like a couple months.
That's a couple months. Yeah, that's a good run.
I am so excited because it needs some good love in that ride.
A new gloss.
Yeah, it just needs a fresh coat of paint. Some of the effects just need a fresh coat of paint. It's a beautiful ride, and I'm really happy that they're taking time instead of just doing the quick flip. They haven't done this in years.
For Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They have not done an extended refurbishment for a long time. Like, they do like little touch-ups here and there when they do the flip. But because it's such a high capacity ride, they like to keep it open as much as they can.
Of course.
They don't like to take it down, especially because they have to take it down to put up the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, and to take it down, it has to be down for 2-3 weeks each time.
When you think about it, they have to be up before spring break because that's their busiest time again.
Right.
Is March, like beginning or end of March?
No, they want it up like within 2 weeks. Like it usually goes down like January 6th once the Christmas stuff is over, and it is back in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's usually a very, very quick turnaround. So the fact that they're taking some time to give it some love makes me super happy. So just in case you're trying to go and you're like, why isn't Haunted Mansion open? Sorry, it's getting a refurb, but it is very well needed and very well loved. Just using shorthand. For Walt Disney World fans, this is just a quick little update. The Muppets present great moments in American history. This was a show in the Magic Kingdom in Liberty Square that a lot of people loved, and they canceled it this year because of budget cuts. It's coming down back for a limited time from December 23rd to December 31st. So if you were out there during that time, go check it out.
Not even like a week.
It's just for the holidays. It's just about a week, but it's awesome. It's
a good
everybody
show.
Loves that show. Yeah. So hopefully, maybe that means it'll come back. Probably it's just going to be there because of the busy holiday rush that week,
it gives
and to give
time.
More people to, something to do. Yeah. But hopefully, that is good news. Maybe we'll see more stuff coming back. I'm hoping Newsboys.
Newsy's got to come back to DCA.
Soon. I need my boys back. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, Rise of Skywalker.
Ooh.
All right. Welcome back. So, is there still food outside? We have a bunch of food outside today.
I'm looking right now.
And there's like a musician. So if you hear like weird noise in the background, because we're supposed to have soundproof studios, but not really.
That's not a thing here in a radio station.
No,
building.
Why would it be? Uh-huh. So sometimes we can hear the music, the guy playing downstairs.
We have
in
like
here.
A 5 cent. No, let's. He's nicer. Let's a dollar.
No, he's not bad actually.
A dollar Jack Johnson kind of version. Of
yeah,
Jack
he's
Johnson.
No, he's a he's not
he's
bad.
A, he's a great musician.
Yeah, he's really good.
No, there's nobody in line, but there is food out there. So
no, well,
shocking.
Maybe let's wrap this up and go get some food.
Yeah, right.
I already ate. That's terrible.
Me too. So did I. It's okay.
It's the holidays. I want to eat everything.
Calories don't count.
Right?
In our world. Just
they shouldn't. Okay. So, Rise of Skywalker, I went last night.
Yes. And of course, well, this is not a shocker to everybody, but if you follow Jess at Producer Jess on Instagram. Producer Jessica on Instagram, which I do follow, FYI. The first thing out the gate after she sees the movie is she always goes, yes, I cried.
Yes, you cried. 10 times.
Shut the front door.
Yes.
Is it that sad? Did your husband cry?
It's not sad. No, my husband didn't cry. It's not. There's a couple sad parts, I would say, but it's more of like there's a lot of fan. So I'm gonna say stuff. I'm not gonna give any spoilers, like I said earlier.
Yeah, spoiler free.
Because I don't want anybody to get mad at me, and I want everybody to go into it.
Yeah, it's the final one. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's the final one. It's a lot of fan service. So there's things that, as a fan, that they did that just made me so emotional, because I've been with this series since I was a kid. Like, this is, I grew up, I always tell people, I would not be who I am without Princess Leia.
Aww.
I got my attitude from watching Princess Leia.
From Carrie Fisher.
I loved her so much. Her death broke my heart.
Aww.
It broke my heart. I didn't want to believe it was true. And my husband, I remember when she first fell sick, and then my husband came in, he's like, Jess, I don't want to, I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
I don't want to hear it. I struggled so hard with that.
Because
she was such an inspiration. and her attitude. I just love the way she moved and just the way she was. She was so wonderful.
She's a princess.
I loved Princess Leia. Yeah. General Leia.
General Leia. Sorry, General Leia.
But so there's a lot of great fan service moments that you'll, when you see it, it's very likely to get you emotional.
So it does. Do you think, in your opinion, with the 9 movies of mm-hmm. that series, do you think it closed it out really well?
I think so. Okay. I think so. I left satisfied. I did not go, wait, I have questions. I went, I feel good about this. Like, I definitely want to know where our characters are going now that everything's open. But that's with any series. You're always going to
Right. There's always
wonder.
Not going to be closures There's for certain characters.
Yeah. And one, you're just going to wonder in the back of your mind. Like, you still wonder what Ross and Rachel are doing. Did they stay together?
Are you wondering what's happening with the Desperate Housewives? Is that
right?
What's happening?
No, I'm not.
No, but I, before I even ask any other questions, scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best.
4.5.
Okay, that's good.
There was a couple effects things that bothered me a little bit.
Oh, okay. Speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up. We had reported that they had warned us about strobes affecting people in the Rise or in
Rise
of Skywalker.
Weren't that bad. Okay. I didn't even think about that during the movie. Now I had to think for a second. Like, when did that happen?
So
it's
not
towards
really.
The end. It's not that bad.
Okay.
I mean, if people are sensitive to that, definitely take warning.
Yeah, precaution. Yeah.
But
it's towards the end of the movie.
Correct. Yeah.
Just be prepared. It's
yes,
at the ending.
Towards the end.
Okay.
So the two times that I majorly cried, and there's two, I think, major emotional
moments,
like climaxes in the movie. One of it's about you're about two thirds of the way through the movie.
Okay.
Is the one major one, and it's just it. There was a lot of moments where it just was. It was hard to watch. I mean, not hard like in bad, but hard like, oh my God. So that there was that. And so I call that one cry 4, 5, 6, and 7 because like I thought I would stop crying and then they do something or say something else or show me something else. And I'm like, and then do something else and then do something else. And it's not, like I said, like it was all sad. It was more like it gut punched me in like the emotions, like, oh my God, it's that, or oh my God, it's this. Oh, I remember that. Like, because it brings a lot of memories into your brain.
Right. Do you feel that they paid homage to, well, first and foremost, because everybody who going into this movie, they had asked, like, Princess Leia, General Leia. Mm-hmm. Like, was she involved in this movie? What's like, mm-hmm. is she a part of this movie?
I will say they did integrate her very well. I was concerned about that because what they had was just a bunch of
old footage,
test footage for the other two movies or the last movie.
And I heard they maybe used body doubles.
They definitely did use body doubles in okay. some scenes. But it, I think they used what they had very well.
Okay, good. And so it paid a good homage to.
I think it really
Princess
did
Leia,
well.
Or General Leia.
Yeah. Every time I would see her daughter, I'd just be like, oh, my God.
Oh, her daughter's in the movie. That's
yeah, her
right.
daughter's been in the movie since the other two as well.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, so that was really fun to see her. And
how was Carrie Russell?
Felicity.
You don't remember her in the movie?
No, I do. I do.
Okay.
She's not in it as much as you think she would be.
Okay.
With as much as they played that up.
Okay. What about then the other character that you had mysteries about? Did they play that character up or did they?
Which one?
Remember there was a character that we were like, is she Lando Calrissian's daughter?
Oh, yeah. She wasn't in it very much.
Either. Okay.
Her introduction, I was actually in the bathroom, so I can't tell you much about her.
Oh, okay.
my husband had to whisper stuff. He's like, this is, and I was like, okay, got it.
Okay. So it wasn't, it was too much hype for those two characters.
I don't think it was too much hype. I just think maybe underutilization.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit. I think they could have used them more, but I don't think they even really had to, though. Like, I don't think it was missing anything without them not utilizing those characters anymore.
Okay, they weren't a major part of the storyline.
No, I mean, they were a good part of it, but they weren't like...
Yeah.
Yeah, they were very quickly there.
Okay.
It went by a lot faster than I thought it would. I mean, it's like almost a 2.5-hour movie.
Yeah, it's pretty short compared to movies nowadays that we've seen, especially with Marvel movies.
Well, yeah. Marvel, I mean, Endgame was 3 hours. But this one, I mean, the other Marvel movies are usually about 2 hours, 2:10. So this was like 2:30. So, but it did not feel like 2:30. It did
Is
not
there
play 2:30.
A closing credit scene that we need to stick around and watch after the credits.
We didn't stay, so I'm assuming no.
Oh, okay.
Because that's not a Star Wars trope. They don't do that.
No, that's not a Star Wars thing. But yeah, no. Nowadays with those kind of movies, I feel
like. I know.
Like.
Well, I didn't think about it for Frozen 2, and apparently there's a closing credits scene for Frozen 2 that I completely missed.
Exactly.
I'm so upset about it.
So.
But yeah, I really liked it. Like I said, there's a couple just little effects things that bothered me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
I will say if you have very, very little kids, very, very young ones, mm-hmm. they get frightened easily.
Don't go.
There's some, I would say there are portions of this is the scariest thing I've ever seen in a Star Wars movie.
Really?
Yeah.
They're scary, that scary moments.
Yeah. It's so hard to say stuff without giving stuff away. It's just, I was like, oh, this is.
Different.
It's very dark and scary.
Oh.
Like, kind of creepy.
And it needed to go there.
It had to go there.
Okay.
I thought it was really well done.
Okay.
Really well done.
I'm excited.
Those scenes in particular. I thought the costumes were great. Those new red stormtroopers, the Sith troopers.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
I love those troopers. Those are some amazing costumes.
Oh, that's awesome.
They are so cool looking.
That's going to be incredible.
But it's very, from the beginning, you get answers to your questions.
Awesome.
From like literally the first 2 minutes in, you're like, oh, cool. All right. We get that answer that because like there's been, you know, questions about who's in the movie, who's not in the movie.
Right, right, right.
That you're wondering. Oh, God, I forgot about the worst gut punch scene. Oh, there's one gut punch scene. Oh, man.
Which you can't tell us about.
I can't tell you. But when you see it.
Is it towards the end, beginning?
It's like 2/3 in.
Okay.
On the water planet.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say.
Oh my God, it's a gut punch.
Okay.
It's real good though.
Okay, I cannot wait to see this.
It's real good.
I'm very excited to see this movie.
I really enjoyed it. I think now there's going to be Star Wars fans, and I've already seen the reviews today.
Oh yeah, they just don't like it.
And I was talking actually with your morning show host, AJ, today.
Uh-huh.
And he made a very good point. He's like, there's going to be people out there that they wanted it to be a certain thing. And it's not going to be what they want. So they're going to hate it.
Right.
And then there's other people that are just like, okay, I want it. I don't care what it is. And then it's fine.
Right. And there's those people who want just the closure of like, this is how Star Wars should end. And I think that's what I talked to him earlier. And he told me that it felt like J.J. Abrams literally checked all the boxes of a Star Wars fan. Like, this needs to happen. This needs to happen.
Yes.
Did all that. But if you're a person who likes more action or something, or maybe not, that's not the right words. But if you're the type of person that is waiting for something big to happen. It may just seem like, oh, he's just checking boxes, which is, you're fine. You should be closing out the series. Like, you need to have your questions answered.
Yeah, I didn't leave, like I said, with like a ton of questions and a why. The last one left me so unsatisfied, so it's very refreshing to leave this one being very satisfied. But I enjoyed it. I really liked it. So definitely check it out.
Of all the 9 movies, where would you place it?
Oh, okay, wait. Hold on.
Yes, this is the conversation I was going to have with you.
Okay. Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
We'll do your top 5. Number one.
Number one.
Because we already know your last 3.
I mean.
Well. No, you never know. Number one.
Number one would either be.
Choose one.
I think it'd be the original. First, A New Hope, Star Wars.
Okay.
Because I love the setting up. I love a world setting up type thing. Like where we're building worlds. I love a building worlds movie.
Right. Okay.
And so that's what we're doing. And we first meet these characters and I think it's so pure.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Plus it gives us a setting for Mandalorian when he goes back to the.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
And then
and
I
that's
almost
where you get Tashi to get some
I
power
converters.
I almost
want to go.
Number 2.
It's hard for me to pick for number 2 between Empire and Return of the Jedi.
Okay, but those are your top 3 then.
Yeah, I mean, the originals are always going to be top 3
for me. Sure. For everybody, I think.
Right. And then...
Number four. Would this be in your number 4 slot?
I because right now number four for me would be Force Awakens, but I'm trying to think of this. I need to go see it again. I need to go see it again to really, get a better sense of it, because right now I'm still in awe of everything I saw. So I think it would probably be tied with Force Awakens for number four.
Okay.
But Dead Last is also a tie, because it's either going to be Attack of the Clones or the last movie, The Last Jedi.
Really? The Last Jedi for you was that bad?
The only thing about it that was good was the lightsaber fight with Kylo and Rey, where they fought against the guards. That was awesome.
Okay, but
that was one of the coolest lightsaber scenes, I think.
I'm trying to remember
movies.
Attack of the Clones. It's the third of the prequels.
No, the second.
The second. Oh yeah, that was not good.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
that was
terrible.
That was just there.
In fact, we were so one of our coworkers is watching Star Wars for the first time this last week, and she's actually enjoying it.
Wait,
Tiana.
Who? Oh, wow.
She never watched it, so she watched
it. Well, she's pretty young, so I can
see
that.
Young. Yeah. Well, yeah, she's early mid-20s.
She's a millennial. Yes. A zennial.
Yes. So she started them over the weekend, and she was really enjoying them, and so we were talking
Did she start from one?
She started from A New Hope.
Okay, so like everybody else.
Yes. So okay, she watched the original trilogy first.
Gotcha.
And then we were talking to her about the prequels, and I go, well, and we're all debating between us, all of us that had seen Star Wars and were Star Wars fans, like, you can probably skip Attack of the Clones. Yeah, you can probably. Don't. Yeah, Attack of the Clones, you don't need to watch. Like, it was so funny. Cause
remind me again of Attack of the Clones, what happened? Because the first, obviously the first one was.
Yeah.
Of the prequels was.
That's the one. It's the one where they fall in love.
Oh, okay. The first one is we meet Anakin.
Yeah.
And they're on Tatooine.
It's a lot of Senate debating.
Yeah. And then the second one is more love.
It's that. Yeah, it's that one. It's where they fall in love. And the Senate does a lot of debating.
And the third one was Yoda fight. You see Yoda fight.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Well, no, you see Yoda fight in the second one, too.
When is the one where you see flying Yoda? First or second?
So the fight. I think that's the fight on Genosis.
That's the third.
Is it Genosis? It's not Genosis.
Genesis?
The second one is where they all fight. She's wearing that white outfit where she's fighting, too.
And
she's wearing that white outfit that conveniently the top gets torn at her midsection. That's just one of the terrible things about that movie.
Aww.
And them falling in love when they have zero chemistry.
Right, because they're always angry at each other. Maybe it was like that love of hate, love kind of thing.
Like literally zero chemistry. They had zero chemistry in that movie. And it bothered me so much.
But then the third one came along.
The third one's, upon further viewing, it's not terrible.
I feel like that's just the thing with trilogies a lot of times. I feel like the sophomore movie is almost the transitional movie.
Except for Empire was great.
Of the three, you'd probably put it third.
Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
Really?
I'd put it at number three.
Wow.
I enjoyed it more.
Most people put it at number one.
No, Oh, God, no. I would, Star Wars is my number, I mean, New Hope is
number
one.
Yeah, New Hope is my first one. Because I really enjoy the Return of the Jedi, because it's just a fun movie.
I love Return of the Jedi. I think it's number two for me.
Yeah, see, I was afraid to say it, because most people put Empire number one. And
oh, no, not me. Sorry.
That's interesting.
Wasn't a thing for me.
Because when I first watched them as a kid, I found it a little slow. So it was a harder one for me to watch. But as I get older, I enjoy it more.
Okay, here it is. So episode one was The Phantom Menace.
Correct.
Episode two was Attack of the Clones.
Yes.
Episode three was Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Which I thought I loved.
Revenge of the Sith.
I liked Revenge of the Sith. Phantom Menace, I thought it was like cool because of the pod racers. Like that whole section of that.
Who are you even right now?
I enjoyed that. Attack of the Clones, not so much.
It's terrible.
And then I felt the same way. Well, New Hope was great.
Yeah.
Of course, it's New Hope. And then Empire was just okay for me.
Wow.
Yeah, just okay.
Wow.
Sorry, you can fight me if you want.
I won't, but there are going to be some people that do.
Return of the Jedi I thought was way better.
The opinions of Hula do not reflect the
opinions
of this podcast.
And so then you go to The Force Awakens, which was great.
I liked Force Awakens a lot.
I liked Force Awakens. And then The Last Jedi I have yet to see, but everybody keeps telling me it's...
You haven't watched it yet?
No. Everybody's like, eh.
It's bad.
Yeah, see, so
it's real bad.
What's on Hulu right now? I don't have Hulu.
No, it's on Netflix.
Oh, sorry, Netflix.
Yeah,
I don't have Netflix.
It'll be to Disney Plus soon.
Should I wait or should I just buy it?
No, just wait.
Okay, then
it's
I'll
not
wait.
Worth buying.
Okay, then I'll wait for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And then obviously Rise of Skywalker, I'll see that.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Rise. The problem with The Last Jedi is just that there was so many things it felt like the storyline was going towards that they just threw out the window, literally.
See, that's how I felt about Solo.
Literally threw it out the window.
That's how I felt about Solo.
See, Solo I liked. I just thought it was fun.
I fell asleep in Solo.
Did you really? See, I thought it was so much fun.
I loved Rogue. Rogue One, by far.
See, that one I thought was a little slow.
No, see, I loved that one. Solo, I thought
sometimes
was like,
we have differing opinions.
Yeah, Solo was like, I was like, can you get through the line? It reminded me of like an airplane, like that moment where they're waiting in line and they're trying to sneak through. I was like, can you just get through? Like, stop. Like, this is boring. Like, it bored me to tears.
The Han Solo one?
The Solo movie, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
I think I just really enjoyed Lando.
Oh, okay.
And Childish Gambino.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah.
Anyways, all right. Well, that is my review. I wanted to share a quick story before we left today. The J.J. Abrams, you know, because they're doing a lot of press.
All right.
And he talked about one of his biggest regret from The Force Awakens.
Hmm.
And do you remember when after they get back from the planet and Han and Chewie are there? Or, well, Han had just passed away.
Right.
And Chewie, I guess, gets off the ship.
Uh-huh.
And he's taking Finn. And literally passes right by Leia, doesn't even acknowledge her. There's a scene where that happens.
She wasn't there.
She was there. He just doesn't acknowledge her.
Right.
And you would think that Chewie and Leia would have a moment.
Right.
Because her husband and his best friend just died.
Passed. Yeah, right. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
In case you haven't
seen it. It's not my problem. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
The views of Jessica do not represent the podcast. the leader of the club podcast.
But they just pass each other. They don't acknowledge each other at all.
Okay, why?
Because J.J. Abrams didn't think of it. He goes, I totally didn't even think about it. We did that scene because he was concentrating on getting Finn to get him so that he could get help because that was after Finn was hurt
okay.
on the planet.
Okay.
And Rey was going to go talk to Leia and give her a big hug and...
There was just no moment with Chewie and General Leia.
So he regrets that immensely. There should have been a moment between the two of them.
There should have been a moment, actually, yeah. For sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
So he says that's his biggest Star Wars regret. And I was like, that's kind of sweet. I was like, God, I didn't even think about that.
But none of us have because it wasn't fed to us.
Some people
some people did say it. There's always those people.
I love Star Wars fans, and sometimes they're very hard because online Star Wars fans can be very brutal, but in person, they are the most amazing group of fans you'll ever meet.
You are one.
I know. Well, and if you ever have gone to a Star Wars celebration, they are so much fun. I could hang out with Star Wars fans all day. They're so much fun.
Could you dance to the song, the Star Wars song?
That one. I was going straight to Cantina.
Well, there's that. That always is fun.
Apparently at the premiere, they played on the red carpet.
The disco version of?
Well, no. All they played was the soundtrack to In Oga's Cantina.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that funny?
That's awesome. I love that. That's rad.
It was
the blue
carpet. Yeah, it was a blue carpet.
Because I know that, what's his name, who plays Finn dressed up in blue.
Yes, he did.
He matched. Yes. I watched it.
I love him.
Yeah.
My friends were there, and I hate them all. Just kidding. Love you, Kelly.
And there you go. There it is. Right there.
I was so jealous that night. I was like, God, I hate you all. I know I'm seeing it tomorrow, but that's not fair. This is what I have to deal with because I live in San Diego.
Exactly. You're no longer in LA anymore.
I know. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Next week, we have a very special Christmas present for you.
Yes. It's our gift to you.
It really is.
Especially if you're into High School Musical. Specifically High School Musical 2.
I told people what we did for this podcast. And today, my coworker, Tanya, literally looked at me. She said, you did what? For how long?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, this is what we do. This is what we have to bring to the people.
It's our gift to them. I was telling my coworkers that we did that too.
Mm-hmm.
And we just took a deep dive. I mean, you've convinced me of something.
Oh.
That someone is definitely the star of High School Musical 2.
Uh-huh.
that you'll have to find out.
Yeah, you got to find out. That'll be next week.
Yeah.
And then, well, and oh, before we even leave, I keep forgetting this part. What's going on with me lately? You know what it is? It's senioritis.
It is. We're ready to leave. We're ready to bust out. Go on vacation.
I'm so ready to leave. All right, Hula, tell us where we can find you.
You can find me with AJ and Sarah on Sunny 98.1, Monday through Friday from 5 to 9. This will be our last show, obviously, till the new year. We'll be off for 2 weeks, and then we'll be back on January 6th. And you can also find me on all social media, Hula SD. Where can they find you, Jess?
You can find me on Instagram at producer Jessica. And then with John and Tammy from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. We are taking a couple weeks off, though. But you can also listen to the top 103 of 2019
coming up. I'll have to listen to that.
On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, because that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, well, Christmas Day, you're going to be booked
not Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I'm sorry, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Okay, because I was going to say, Christmas Day, just get a treat of High School Musical 2.
I'm just saying, it's going to be like when you're driving from place to place Christmas Day, from family to family, this will be what you listen to. Will
I mean,
be our
it's
Christmas
epic.
Present to you.
I mean, how long was this podcast that we do?
About an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, until next time.
See you real soon.
Bye.
Bye.